The next thing I would like to talk to briefly talk about is the attitude to some personal space. And again, it might be very, very different in different cultures. In some cultures, the attitude to personal space is that the distance between individuals is big. It's about a meter and a half. And when people are getting closer to one another, that's a sort of an interference. As a result of this attitude to personal space, well, there are individual offices in the universities or businesses. There are rooms for every person in the family and things like that. While on the opposite end of the continuum, there's quite a different attitude to personal space. When people get very, very close to one another and in that way develop some bonds, when people don't mind sharing an office or a room, when people even don't mind if someone picks up their belongings and sometimes even delegate this, well, why don't you take this from my desk and bring it here and so on and so forth. So this attitude might be quite different. Where do you think the Finnish culture belongs? Large personal space? Yeah, I believe so. While in Russia, we are much closer to a small personal space, which again might be viewed like a sort of a conflict or a contradictory issue. I've just told you that in terms of territory, Russia is huge. We have vast spaces of land and everything. Nonetheless, Russians, while we are talking or socializing, have a tendency to get very close to one another. The apartments in apartment buildings in Russia are very small. The members of the family in Russia, especially if these are kids, they're sharing a room. And this is taken for granted. This is good because while I'm sitting in my kitchen, and my kitchen is 4 square meters. That's my kitchen, 4 square meters. My real kitchen in my apartment in St. Petersburg. I find it very, very comfortable. I'm sitting in my kitchen. With one hand, I can open the refrigerator and pick up some things if I forgot to place them on the table. Then I just turn a little bit and grab something from my oven and put it on the table. I find it very convenient. I can't imagine myself in a huge kitchen, which means that I should either bear in mind all the tiny details when I'm laying the table, or if I happen to forget something, I would have to stand up to walk a distance to some place and grab the things from there, bring them back. It's a huge amount of time, and that needs movement while I'm tired after my long day of work, and I'm feeling much more comfortable in a small kitchen like this. Now, when there are just two members of my family, my husband and myself, it's very, very convenient to have space like this. While, again, that might be shocking, let me give you another anecdote, which is from my personal experience. As a university, we are maintaining different exchange programs, and some of the programs with the universities, they include homestay. And there was, I guess, this guy was from either Switzerland or Austria, from somewhere there. He was placed in a family. So he came into their apartment, in the apartment building, and it was very similar to mine. There was a very small kitchen. Then there was a room for the parents and a small room for the kids, and he was supposed to share the room with his first brother. And he arrived sometime in the morning, and during the whole day he was thinking, where's the stair to the second floor? Where's this pathway to other rooms? Why are we staying for the whole day in these two rooms? It didn't occur to him that there were no other rooms. And it was like a miracle and a big surprise that after dinner, They talked a little bit, watched TV and so on. And then, you know, like a miracle, the couches were unfolded for the parents in the bigger room. Then there was something like a double bed in the room for him and his host brother. Everything was adjusted because everything was convertible. They converted the living room into the bedroom for the parents, and they converted a sort of study where the students were studying into the bedroom out of their smaller room. And Russians feel quite comfortable about that. And again, right now, we are not talking about why that happened, but that's the fact. Right now, the things are changing, and as soon as some Russians become real rich, they are constructing big mansions with a huge number of rooms, and the living room would be this large and so on. But it's still not a very common pattern, and we are in transition, but we are still within the framework of this very small personal area, a short distance in between individuals. And other people dealing with Russians should be aware of that, because it, again, might be quite annoying while you are talking to someone, and someone who is not, deaf or who is not experiencing some difficulty hearing somehow steps closer to you, and you are moving back and the person steps closer to you. Why? It's... You can't explain why, but this is what we believe somehow supports better understanding and better communication when you are just standing close to one another, and when you are touching people, trying to emphasize some statement you are making, when you are using gestures, you know, trying again to convey the message that you are trying to articulate. That's the fact.